In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
Imagine if Christ was in our midst. If Christ, Jesus Christ, was here today with us. How would he find us? Well, let's look at this gospel and we can get some answers to this question. Indeed, Christ is in our midst, because when we receive the Eucharist, his body and his blood is present. He is here with us. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is also. But I'm talking about if he's here physically present, right here with us. So let's look at this gospel, because it tells us a lot about this, and it really tells us and reveals to us and speaks to us how we are. Not how our Lord is, but how we are and how we respond. And so we're all called, every time we hear the gospel, the epistles or the gospels, wherever in Scripture, we're called to identify with what we're hearing, with what we read, with what our Lord is saying, or Paul or Peter or any of the apostles are saying. We're called to identify with it. How can we identify with this man who was possessed with demons? Not just a demon or a few demons, but a legion, as we hear. Some say 1,000, some say 10,000. A lot, this man was possessed. So Jesus arrives in this country and met this man. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he lived not in a house but among the tombs. First, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beseech you, do not torment me." Son of the Most High God. So here's a man who was possessed with demons, who we may believe or think was far away from God, was not in his right mind, was living in the tombs. We actually read that. It's not what we believe, but we believe that he was far away from God. And yet here he was, and he said, What are you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Now, this was a very early reference to recognizing that Jesus was God, which is what the essence of his ministry was, that he was God. In fact, his words that he was God ultimately led to his betrayal, his trial, his crucifixion, his death. And here this man is saying, "What do you have to do with me, Jesus, Most High God?" So you can imagine also that this man not only was suffering from torments of being possessed by demons, but by making this proclamation, he also was going to be despised, dismissed, even persecuted for saying this, recognizing that this man Jesus was also God. And then he says, "For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion, for many demons had entered him." This is the second thing. "And they begged him not to command them." And they, the owners of these swine, begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now, as we know, a large herd of swine was feeding there, and they begged him to let them enter these, meaning the demons. So he gave them leave. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. And then the herdsmen saw this and they fled. They went into the city. And then the last thing that we hear here, that we hear in this gospel that we are to ponder on, is the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, meaning Jesus. But he sent him away saying, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. So these herdsmen, number one, had their swine, their livelihood, their business destroyed. And they, in response, were so dependent upon this living, upon this source of financial support, that their response to the fact that this man had been healed, that the demons had been driven out of him, were to ask Jesus to leave, to go away. The man, on the other hand, wanted to follow Jesus. But our Lord responded to him, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. What do we do? Now, this is the question for us. If Jesus was here with us today and he asked us to do the same thing, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you, what would we say? What would we do? Do we grow in communion and union with our Lord? Do we ask for him to guide us in our hearts and in our actions, in our thoughts, in how we treat each other, in how we take the gospel and go into the world? Do we want to follow him? Do we respond to his question to go to our home and declare all that God has done for us? Or do we question, why can we not go with him? What are we called to do? We want to do one thing, but the response is to do another. What we think about how this man responded and how we take this and apply it in our lives is what our Lord is asking of us today. Do we declare in our homes, in our families, to our friends, to our community, to those who are seeking God, to those who may be taken over by the legions of this world? Are we declaring all that God has done for us? This is what he is asking of us to do today. Even if we may be suffering, even if we may be challenged by disappointments in life, by not hearing what we want to hear, just as this man did, are we responding as he did? He did what he was told. And he went to his home and he declared all that God had done for him. This is the message of the gospel today. This is the message that our church wants us to know. And even though this man did not follow Jesus on that day, by going home, by declaring all that God had done for him, indeed, he followed him in his life. So this is what the gospel message is for today. This is what we are to apply in our lives. We are to be as this man did. We are to go and declare all that our Lord has done for us in our lives from this day onward throughout our life, so that all may follow and know him, so that all may know, as Matthew 28 says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you. This is what we are called to do today. So may our Lord strengthen and guide us, and may we respond by declaring all that he has done for us. Amen.